top of the morning to you. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Yesterday on the program, we got an email, strong email, asking what the dumbest event was that we've ever been on in our entire life. Could be sports, could be a life event. Who knows? It kind of took on a life of its own. We'll get to your reaction coming up on the show. You can get in touch right now. Email is ftm@vsin.com. ftm@vsin.com. We're on Twitter @vsinlive, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward.
I was thinking from a sports standpoint.
Yeah.
Like Little League World Series or something, or maybe water polo. But this other stuff to me is just like no big deal. Flipping quarters or what color dress will the gal have that comes around the corner next and all this stuff. It's just, you know, action junkies. You love it.
This is... I thought this was good. From David, he tweeted me, worst thing I ever bet on. He was on a road trip with his buddy. They were in the back seat betting $10 a round on which raindrop would slide down the window to the bottom first. See, that's when you're on a long, that's when you're bored out of your skull, and yeah, you got to find ways to make it entertaining.
Oh.
This is an email from Dave. A friend and I made a bet a few years ago, and I bet people have stuff like this on the side so often that it would make your head spin. But he has John Daly passing away before the Vikings winning the Super Bowl for $5,000.
Very popular on the Stern Show, the Death Pool.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I stay away from that.
So do I.
Yeah.
I don't get involved.
Yeah.
But it was to see the reaction that we got yesterday, and we didn't even ask for it. It was because my example was a buddy of mine in Miami. He wanted to go bet on Highline sometime when we were down there like 10 or 12 years ago. And it wasn't so much that we had never bet Highline before. It was like, maybe sketchy part of town, stay away, whatever. We didn't do it. I have bet on snooker before. It looks like pool. It looks like billiards. But I have no idea how the game is played. Absolutely none. And I bet on it before. Because I follow a couple of people that I think are pretty good. They have track records, right? Betting on this stuff. And they give out tournaments. Overall, I'd say in my life, I'm probably down betting on snooker. And I haven't made that many bets. But I'm like, don't know how to watch the stuff, when it's actually on, who these people are, but I'll give it a shot.
Richard, over under. Amount of time it takes your morning pot of coffee to brew. Full pot, 5 minutes. Half pot, 3 minutes. Single pot, 90 seconds. James, college, we had four guys. We bet a roommate one semester tuition. He could go an entire semester just by eating potatoes. Could eat any style and use condiments. Some of these.
No, actually, you could have done that probably.
Yeah. How many hot dogs would the fat guy in our section buy the next time the vendor came? Who would catch the fish? The first fish? All that stuff. I mean, it's just people love to bet. People love it.
They love to get creative.
Yeah.
You know, the best people probably on earth at this would be to have poker players on to talk about their side bets and their prop bets.
David Baker, if you're listening, come on in. Gregorich, come on in, guys. We could talk to you for 2 hours just on this stuff alone. I mean, it's just, even Daniel Negreanu telling the Billy Walter stories. And Billy Walter's a hustler, but also a great golf player.
Absolutely.
But okay, I'm horrendous. You're good. How do we do this?
Yep.
The best is the guy who had to live in Des Moines for a month or 2 months and cashed out after a week. I can't take it. What's the buyout? I'm out.
And that was supposed to be, what, a year bet? A
couple months, I thought.
A couple months,
was it
okay.
That long?
We'll continue with this.
John Hennigan, I think his name was.
Yep. Dumbest thing that you've ever bet on. Reaction incredible. Going to be a lot of fun coming up next. Let's do it.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Milwaukee Bucks play for their sixth consecutive win. They're laying 6.5 at home with the Denver Nuggets today at the Fiserv Forum. The total, 236. Lakers laying 2 at home with Phoenix. The Clippers are a 3.5-point road favorite at Boston. College basketball today, number 15, Texas, 11.5-point road favorite at Iowa State. The Cyclones have lost 14 consecutive games. 8th-ranked Alabama laying 11 at home with Auburn. And number 12, Arkansas, 6.5-point road favorite at South Carolina. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins, -105 at home against Philadelphia, -115. 6 flat at PPG Paints Arena. It's March, so it's time for the madness. Put the VSiN experts to work for you, watching the bubble teams, conference tournaments, and looking for those Cinderellas. Now's the time to start your free VSiN trial to get members-only daily email updates, our upcoming bracket betting guide, and 24/7 coverage. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Keep up the great work, Bet Rivers. Rush pay. Get your cash when you want it at Bet Rivers, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, the most in-play betting options out there. They're not kidding. My God. To be the other one seed. Ohio State 4-1, Nova 4-1, Houston 4-1, Bama 2-1. To win the conference tournaments. Yes, no on the tournament. NBA, anything you want up there at Rush Pay. Most improved, MVP, all of it. Not valid in Iowa. Always $250 match bonus. Great payouts, one-time playthrough. Good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Keep it up, guys. Great job at Bet Rivers. And get your Rush Pay. And speaking of Iowa, Costanza. I've got it! I found it. John Hennigan, poker player, was once bet he couldn't spend 6 weeks in Des Moines, Iowa. He bet Howard Lederer $100,000. After 2 days, he bought out. 2 days, he couldn't go to a casino. 2 days, he bought out. Unbelievable. 6 weeks, $100,000. Again, I talked about it during the pandemic. I could do 3 months inside without taking my shoes off.
Oh, I can
do 6 weeks in Des Moines. He couldn't last 2 days. He bought out.
I can go a week without taking a shower if I had to. six. I could live if there's no violence or whatever. If I'm not going to be harmed in any way, I could live 6 weeks anywhere in the country easily.
We weren't on the air together, but the Dan Bilzerian bike challenge from Vegas to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
$600,000. He couldn't cycle from L.A. to Vegas in 48 hours.
He did it in a day, I think.
Did it no problem. He did it in 33 hours. He got a police escort to start, I remember.
That's right, that's right.
And then it was the guy who made the tape with Paris Hilton, Rick Solomon.
Solomon.
What a life he's had. He bet if you die, I get your plane. Something like that.
Solomon was one of the characters in Houston Curtis's book, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in there several times.
Yeah.
We mentioned the McDonald's bet. $1,000 worth of McDonald's food in just 36 hours, and he had to wear the Hamburglar outfit. Ted Forrest, you've interviewed Mike Mattisso. Character.
Very good.
In the Crash Diet. Mike the Mouth in 2008 won $100,000 from Ted Forrest by losing 60 pounds in a year. 2 years later, the tables were turned. Forrest had to get down to 140 pounds by losing 48 pounds. $50,000 at 10-1. He did it in 4 months.
That's impressive.
Oh, he literally starved himself for 10 days, the last 10 days, and just made it before the one of the deadlines. Oh, my God.
Wow.
These are great.
Well, so this is the opposite of that, but you can relate to this. You mentioned that you whacked down 3-foot-long Subway sandwiches when you were a fat boy.
I know John wanted to know, new management here. It was cold-cut combos. They were the cheapest. I think they still are. And they are tough to take.
All three
but
of them.
But when I was so fat in college,
I can't imagine.
And you get a couple beers in you. What were we doing back then? Old Milwaukee, what's it, Lion and Kugels?
Yeah, it's a big one back then.
Yeah.
Ice House, remember that?
Yes.
Hit the scene for a little while.
I think you could also get a 24-pack or 20 something like that, Stroh's for $7.99 in college down the street.
That sounds about right. Old Style.
Yeah.
That was another one. So anyway, we got an email yesterday asking us, three different questions. It was a really good email. The dumbest thing we've ever bet on, the best sport that is live, to watch live, and the best city to have a bachelor party in. And this is an email from John Lee. Best live sport by far, NHL. I would say, I love Major League Baseball. I would rather go to a game and watch baseball live than on TV any day of the week. But I'll throw another one at you. If you've never been to Las Vegas for a big boxing match or a UFC title fight or a big card, I would actually, the more I thought about it yesterday, I would put UFC and boxing up against baseball and hockey because we happen to be lucky here, you know, obviously living in Las Vegas where all the UFC fights have been, or most of them anyway, over the years. But also we lived here, you know, for De La Hoya's prime.
That's right.
And I went to as many fights as possible. And it was just the people watching outside the MGM Grand on a night when he would fight was worth the price of admission by itself. That was that stuff was incredible. This is an email from Andrew in Chicago. Back in the day, my father was a small-time bookie in the city. There was a guy named Big Mike that would take bets on eating challenges people offered to him, $100 minimum. People would challenge him to eat a large Chicago deep dish in an hour, 20 Big Macs, 50 egg rolls, etc. He would eat almost anything that he could bet. One day, my father and some friends challenged him to eat 20 lemons in 10 minutes. He took one bite in the first lemon, and they knew they had him. He could not get through three. Good challenge. This is an email from Butch.
What are these? Drink a gallon of milk in a certain amount of time?
In an hour, you're not supposed to be able to do it.
Salty? Is it saltines? Or,
what was the...
crackers or something?
Was it O&A who did the cinnamon challenge?
Cinnamon challenge,
with
a
spoonful of cinnamon? You can don't even try it. No. Don't even think about trying that. This is an email from Butch. So they were playing Golden Tee, he and his buddy, the arcade game. And he said he bet a friend $1 million. Okay. But he said the loser would have to pay the winner $1 every time they saw him for the rest of our life. I was up two strokes in the front nine. I lost. I was pumping gas one day. A pickup truck rolls by. It's my buddy. Hey, good to see you. Thanks. I'll see the dollar. Every time he sees him for the rest of his life, he owes him $1. Up to $1 million. Going to keep track of that? Am I 11,617 in, or is it 618 at this point?
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Thanks to Bruce in North Carolina. Thanks to everyone who sent all the emails and tweets in. Rod in Ontario. This is very good. We'd go to a bar after work a couple times in the 80s. We're playing quarters. House player put $100 in the pot, shook 10 quarters, stacked them up. The rest of us would bet any amount up to what was in the pot on the next quarter. What would it be? Head or tails? Heads or tails. Went on for two rounds before changing who the house would be or who won the pot. If no one won the pot, the house player got whatever money was in at the end of the two rounds. IOUs were common, but this is very important. And I learned this like the first month I moved here in 2000. I went up... I'll stay on a second. This game taught me that the law of averages is a myth. So many times there'd be five or six heads or tails in a row, and someone would bet the pot believing the opposite had to be on the next coin. Many times the same head or tail would happen again. This caused the pot to double quickly. Truth is, regardless of the pattern, the next reveal was always a 50-50 proposition. We stopped playing after one guy lost $1,600. We let him off the hook with a quick $800 payment. Crazy times. Rod in Ontario. I was having breakfast at a casino. I came down, I look outside at the cafe, and I see the red has hit 18 times in a row on the roulette wheel. I go, oh, come on, let's go. Four trips to the ATM. But no, all red.
Is that right?
Oh, I go, okay. Which, it could be totally garbage anyways, about what exactly, the history on the reel, on the wheel, rather. But 18 straight red. I go, okay, black, lose. Run to the ATM. Lose. ATM. Lose. I even missed two spins with one of the trips to the ATM. That came up, too. Like 28 in a row, whatever it was.
I'm going to show you a fun card game here in a minute that the pots can get absolutely out of control. I was playing this all the way back when I was 14, 15 years old.
Is it high-low?
Then in my...
We play on baseball
It's in-between. You can play high-low
as well. That's what it's called.
In-between.
In-between, that's what it's called.
And how it can get completely out of control.
Because if you get tie, you double the pot.
You double the pot.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
In-between.
And then this would turn into, eventually you turn 21, maybe even a little bit before that, drinking with buddies, whatever, and the pots would get absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, come on, so, Worm, it's okay.
No, I wanted to read you another one real quick. And by the way...
I like Daniel from Sideburn Sports. This was good. Trader in Chicago back in the days. Trader in Chicago on the floor. Big Macs, 10 minutes, 100 push-ups without resting, all good stuff. They would have like the new kid come, and they would have to pay his fine before, but he would run the floor. And could you do it in under a minute and 30 seconds? Run the length of the floor. And it was against the rules. It came with a fine as well as a chance they might revoke your floor access. Always a show. And they would do that. And the kid did. And he set the standard. The entire trading floor was paying attention and cheering as he made his lap. He finished to an ovation. A security led him out. He was the winner with all the prop bets. And they would do that in the 80s and the 90s. The length of each side was 75 yards with two decent-sized hurdles of stairs on each side.
Wow.
Thank you, Daniel.
A tweet that we just got. Dumbest thing. And you can, by the way, you can make it. What was the dumbest thing that you did last year during the pandemic? We're getting a lot of ping pong reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but this is a tweet that we got. Dumbest thing ever was last year, lockdown. There was an offshore spot, and I remember this actually, offering over under on high temperatures in select U.S. cities.
Yes, yes.
I was on a roll of over temperatures in Houston last April.
I was on a roll.
Yeah. So this is obviously just, it's simple. It's, I forget how this is four clubs and then the three of clubs. So then you would make another one then. Five and then the jack. So then I don't recall exactly how the ante works. Like at this point, do you say, okay, I'm going to put $10 in the pool, right? And I think, I know you have an ante before as well.
Give me $50.
Okay, in the middle. So there you go. Bam.
10, win.
You'd win.
Win.
Okay. And then king, you take another one.
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
$100.
There you go. It's another winner. Seven and the six. Go on.
No, can't do
that's
it.
A big boy right there.
That's a big one. Pot.
That's,
Pot.
Ace. There
pot.
You lose.
I lose. There you
there
go.
You go. Ace. Bam. Right. And a lot of times, so.
And more, if that would have been a jack or a three, I have to pay
double. You
double
the pot.
I have to double.
Exactly right. Now, sometimes, again, when we were younger, we said we put a limit on the pot just because they would otherwise get to $800 and we're 17 years old. So we're like, this is impossible.
We went to North Dakota on a baseball trip. The kid lost his meal money two hours in.
That's exactly. Yeah, sure.
He's eating Cheetos for 4 days.
Uh-huh. When I was, again, very young, living in the, you know, we were camping one time, northwestern Wisconsin, right? And it's the middle of summer. So we walk into a big gas station, and on one of the pillars, I could see there, I think I've told you this before, there's a dead dragonfly. And I'm telling you, this thing was like this big. The wings were, the wings would not even fit in my hand.
Oh, no.
And I said, I walked in with like five or six friends. And I said, how much would you give me if I ate that right now?
Oh, no.
And they rounded up like $21 in that neighborhood. And I said, no problem. I pulled it off the pillar, put it in my mouth, and I had to like this because I couldn't swallow it whole. I'm getting the crunch of the wings, the torso, everything.
Oh, a little warning for people out there.
We also, we bet my cousin one time fishing that he would not know. It was a live leech. $1, and he ate it. I can't even think of a number that I would throw at you right now to say, yeah, give me a couple of leeches. I'm going to throw them in my mouth and swallow them.
How do you go from junior bacon cheeseburgers and cold cut combos to that?
Well, it's just dumbest things you've ever bet on. And now my memory's getting triggered now because of this stuff. God.
Well, as kids, it was right.
Oh, then, yeah.
Oh, God. Great.
Got this from an episode of King of Queens. Mm-hmm. Fisher-Price classic toy. What does a cow say? We played it for hours. It was like an instant roulette table.
Uh-huh.
So what was going to... Okay.
That's good, though, too, with the pandemic angle. I forgot about that books offered temperature in cities.
Well, they were coming up with ideas because...
nothing. People were jonesing. They couldn't get enough. Whatever it was, ping pong. What was even available other than ping pong and temperatures? Stock market?
Yeah, you could bet where that was going to close, I believe.
Oh.
There wasn't... I mean, we were begging for NASCAR to come back. We had our fingers crossed that Dana White could make something happen with the UFC.
Boy, there was about a month in there. It was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
I will give
Thank
you...
Thank God, the NFL draft we had, but that was...
All late March last year and the entire month of April, every day we did probably 90 minutes on NFL draft props. Because there was nothing else on the board.
God.
That was it.
Remember, they got excited here at Circa because they were able to do like the NASCAR, whatever NASCAR event they had, but you bet on the I don't know what they're playing video games, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, the simulations.
The guy got fired because he dropped a slur, but it was right.
Yeah.
Gaming came in. You can't do it or whatever. But it was like that's what we were dealing with for about a month. Oh my God!
By the way, that's right around the corner. By the way, the 1 year anniversary of that day when they said shut it down, no March Madness, and the Big East game played until halftime. They said that's it, call it quits. The Big Ten teams won't even get out there on the court. We're getting a lot of feedback, by the way, about Drunken Slinky.
I never know. Yeah.
Never played that one.
No.
FTM@VSIN.com is the email. On Twitter again. @VSIN Live, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward. Aussie Rules Football, Women's League, total goals. Dumb bet. I'm sure you can find all that stuff at certain books. This is from Nate. Our off-duty days in Kuwait, even on-duty days, after hours, consisted of Tiger Woods golf, NCAA football, Madden, NHL, FIFA, anything we can get our hands on.
Yeah, video
games. If it was sports, it was a bet. Great topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Did that, yeah. Tecmo Bowl, all that. All those Nintendo games. That was awesome.
My brother was over...
Those were the days.
He was over in Kuwait for the first Persian Gulf War. Back, this is 1991, I want to say. He was a big Raiders fan. So the Raiders were playing the Bills in the AFC title game. And it was like on at whatever time in the overnight or in the morning over there. He had to drive in the middle of the desert to get Armed Forces Radio Network and to like pick it up. It was so sketchy over there. He had to drive like 3 hours or whatever. It was just to hear a faint score. And the Raiders got beat like 52-3.
50-3.
Yeah.
That was all, yeah.
That made him happy.
Sure. Well worth it.
Yeah, yes, no doubt.
My God. No, but the one that sticks out to me would be the food. How much can you eat? How much can you... I mean, that's just... and the stuff that these poker players come up with, lose the weight.
Yeah.
The think about what poker players do. And again, we've got to get David Baker to come in studio again. ODB, if you're listening. Phil Ivey, one of the best poker players in the world, cash game, whatever it would be. He's sitting there with Negreanu. They're playing high-stakes poker. There's millions of dollars on the table, and they're betting what the flop's going to be on Texas Hold'em. It's like, okay. And then they're just writing it down, and then they just settle up at the end of the session. They untack it on everything else that they're doing. Oh, what's the flop going to be? Okay, I got hearts. I have this. I have crazy. And then, like, Antonio Esfandiari, they would bet on, like, the number that the guy, Laudan, what's it called? Laudan thinks, or Johnny Laudan thinks?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to base it on what he thinks the answer is going to be, or what would he say? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just nonstop action, these poker players.
Yeah, the side bets will make your
side
head spin.
Side bets, prop bets, crazy.
Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, FTM at VSiN.com is the email, FTM at VSiN.com. In about 10 minutes, we're going to get to some updated college basketball numbers, odds on who's going to get the one seed, winning state, tournament seeds, that kind of stuff. We will touch on the NHL betting card that we have, updated numbers by period. And there is a big mismatch on special teams tonight. Details coming up next.
OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need, real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools, compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. OddsTrader.com. Saltine Challenge, six crackers in 60 seconds, no water. I'll do that. Give me a shot. I'll take a shot at the title there. And I remember you bet Charlie M. We were supposed to do, I think, 50 or 75 nuggets from Chick-fil-A in a certain amount of time, but we couldn't ever work it out. I think Charlie was scared.
But then we kind of wanted to do it on the air. I don't think management wants that kind of thing to happen.
Yeah.
I would still probably make that offer to somebody. If you give me like 3 or 4 beers in advance, 75 nuggets at Chick-fil-A in whatever, 10 minutes, I think I could probably do it. Is 10 minutes too long?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't forget, Nicaraguan soccer during the pandemic.
Okay, that's right. There was crazy soccer still going on. That's right.
Korean baseball.
Yes.
For sure.
On television, 2 in the morning.
This is a good tweet. I ran a bar on the south side of Chicago, and we had eating and drinking contests weekly. We did the gallon of milk in an hour contest, and a guy slammed it in about 6 minutes. We paid him out. In the 59th minute, he immediately left, and he lost it all over the parking lot. 6 minutes to slam a gallon of milk. Whew.
Going to be a reversal there.
This is a good tweet from the Palm Readers. Why did professional bowling not become more popular to bet on during the pandemic? They really lost it there. You could have had the whole alley, two guys, whatever. Two guys on one side of it, two guys on the other.
Yeah, okay. No, I still want to know why golf shut down. There was no reason for golf to shut down. Once you get that initial scare and then, okay, everyone's going to be fine. I mean, no fans. It's you and the caddy.
I think it was
that never should have happened.
I believe it was travel concerns, was it not?
Yeah. Get in a bus. Who cares?
Yeah.
Play a couple events in Florida and then just, come on.
Let me give you a mismatch tonight, Paulie, on special teams in the NHL. Hurricanes taking on the Predators. Hurricanes metrics are pretty much, solid across the board. The number one expected goals for every 60 minutes. 19th expected goals against, okay, that's not hot. But on the power play, they are 6th in the entire league. They're 18 of 65 in opportunities this year. Nashville, meanwhile, 28th on the penalty kill. They've given up 19 goals on 70 opportunities as they play tonight. Hurricanes are laying $1.25, as you can see right now on the screen.
The line stinks. It's a horrible spot. They're on back-to-back overtime games. And Nashville's been a mess, but well-rested here. It's only what Carolina has to go through.
So it stinks a little bit like your Canucks-Jets game last night.
Yeah.
With the number. We have Lightning and Stars going at it tonight.
Well, here we go. This is it. This is the number one team here. The 14-2 underrun in the first period for Dallas. The gift that keeps on giving. Give Chris Otto a follow on Twitter at PSU Otto. Does a great job updating this every night. And here you go. Lightning on a great run. They just beat them 5-0. Tampa's on a 4-1 underrun for the game. Dallas, four unders in a row. But 14-2 underrun in the first period for the Stars. After a couple years ago, it was 70% first periods for an entire season. Yeah.
Stars, number two in the league, expected goals against over 60 minutes. They have a great power play. They've scored 17 goals on 61 opportunities. But Tampa Bay, they have the second-best penalty kill in the entire league. And I'm going to get you a number in the first period on that game right now.
Okay. And while you do that, can you take the Canadiens tonight? They've lost 5 in a row and 7 of 8, and Ottawa's had their number. And Ottawa coming off the game last night, and another win by Ottawa. I mean, Montreal's got to get going here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, what is the deal? Come on.
Do you want to go under Lightning Stars, 1.5 goals, first period, -115?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
If I know Mike Palm like I think I know Mike
Those are
Palm,
very good prices.
He's going to be betting that game under tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have a 2 on the board tonight? Yes, we do. It's
Flyer
that Ottawa and Montreal game.
Oh, there's a one. Okay. And Ottawa and Montreal's laying 260 at home. Whew, no, thank you. Flyers and Penguins, too. Flyers off the back-to-back shutouts against Buffalo. This is a good matchup, too. 4 of the last 5 have gone over between these two teams. And the Flyers have had their number going back. So, and I want to see who plays in goal. I don't want Pittsburgh if it's not going to be DeSmith. DeSmith. Yari. So, and I imagine it's going to be, will it be Hart again? It went Elliott and then Hart, but they had the shutouts as well. And Buffalo starts 4 in a row in New York, and they're coming off the back-to-back shutouts. And the Rangers are a dollar. That's a little high. They're playing well, and they got the fans back in the building.
Yep.
But the Rangers $1.45.
Buying the Leafs today as a potential team to win the whole thing?
Absolutely. Yep. We talked about it before vacation. Defense continues, and no matter who's playing goal, they're down to third-string goalies, and they're pitching shutouts.
I think this stretch right now is a great sign for this team.
Yep.
Up next, updated college basketball props, odds to get the 1 seed, tournament seeding, winning state. If you can find under 4.5 on this at even money, bet it.
DraftKings Sportsbook now and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app. Use promo code VEASAN. Get started with the only top-rated book that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. $1,000 bonus, DraftKings Sportsbook. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And to put the baby to bed here, I really love this prop that William Hill put up as we talked to Nick Bogdanovich yesterday, director of trading, as media personality said, I'll donate $100,000 to charity to Fleury if he scores a goal. I mean, what are the true odds? What, 300, 400, 500 to 1? I think there's only been 11 in history. We got our staff working on it. They're going to bring it up in a second. It's down to 50 to 1. Will Fleury score a goal this year? He's 50 to 1 at William Hill. And I think our buddy Fitz has got it 75 to 1, but this is, I mean, the true odds. But also, we've never seen a
goal. It's 11 times in history?
I think so. But we've never seen a goalie within
12.
It's 12? It's 12? 12 times in history a goalie has scored. We've never seen a goalie with an incentive, though. We get to say, hey, I'll give $100,000 to charity if you score. So maybe if they're up, like, they'll pass it him the puck, empty net. Go for it. Maybe the team actually gives one up. It's like, it's for a good cause. Who knows? This is great. They put it up.
Oh, it's going to be the Brett Favre, Michael Strahan thing.
Yeah, right. Oh, they were pissed at him, and rightfully so. Took a dive. Oh,
so,
shameful what Favre did. God,
yeah,
it's shameful.
Really was.
They were so set on, he's not on our watch. He's not getting this record against us. We're shutting Strahan out. Late in the game, falls down, pats him on the helmet, walks over before the play and talks to him. Disgraceful. All right, great job, Bet Rivers, again with this menu, with the college hoops and all the props. Let's start with some of the fun stuff here. We'll go right down the list. South Point, Chris Andrews and Jimmy Vaccaro put this up. Gonzaga Baylor, Villanova, or the field. Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, minus 120. The field, it was too low. Field opened 160, now $2 against the Big Ten. Big Ten, yes or no? Will the a team from the Big Ten win it all, plus $1.75? I agree with Matt Eumanns. It's Michigan, or I don't trust anybody else. I guess Illinois if they get healthy, but still, that's a big ask. And then William Hill has, think about this, William Hill has Gonzaga and Baylor against the field. The nose minus 125. Will Gonzaga or Baylor win the tournament? Yes is plus 105 at William Hill right now if you want it.
It's plus 105.
Yeah. The nose minus 125. You get everyone else. You get everyone in college basketball with the exception of a Gonzaga or Baylor.
Okay, so I have like five or six future bets right now in college hoops. I have some teams that I like. You know, I think Alabama can go on a deep run. I have them at a good number. I have Florida State. If they get the right draw, they can. So I got to see if how many teams I don't have in the field would be worth it for me to actually bet that, or if I would take Baylor and Gonzaga then.
Yeah.
It is no. I mean,
come on, it's college
again,
basketball.
How many times does the best team overall win the actual title?
I know.
You know that, again, I hate to go back to this year, 2015, but that's the best comparison, I think, that we have to this Gonzaga team. The year that Kentucky was undefeated going into the tournament, every book put up Kentucky versus the field.
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
Could not get the job done.
Yep. Bet Rivers to win the Atlantic 10. It starts tomorrow. VCU plus 225, St. Louis plus 245. The Bonnies with a tough loss last night plus 375. Help me out there. I believe VCU has this on their home floor for the first couple rounds, or at least the back end of the tournament, as I understand it, or close to campus. Help me out with that. ACC, Florida State plus 240, Virginia 360. The Dukies are 15-1 at Bet Rivers.
Who do you want in that conference?
I'm just going to watch it. I don't know. That's a hound's breakfast. To get the other one seed, Bama 2-1, Florida State plus 350, Ohio State 4-1, Nova 4-1.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second then, to get the other one seed.
Okay.
So three of them are in for sure, right?
Yes. Michigan, Baylor, Zagalicious.
They're one seeds. So who actually has the best opportunity right now to become the fourth number one overall seed? I think Alabama can get it if they would run the table, and they would probably need some help from like Illinois to have maybe a loss or two along the way.
And who has the best chance to win their conference tournament? That would be Houston. And I saw as high as 350.
That's exactly as high. Yep.
I think they're 250 at Bet Rivers, but I saw as high as 350 to win their conference tournament. For what it's worth, I like Wichita State at 7-1. But
do you think the committee would give Houston a number one overall seed?
No,
neither do I.
I'm with you with the resume.
Now, overall schedule, resume. Florida State, if they ran the table, again, would need some help. Alabama doesn't run the table. Illinois maybe loses a couple times. Same with Ohio State. Can Florida State get a one?
I would look at Nova, even though they had a bad loss. Nova always plays well in the Big East tournament.
Nova.
They're 4-1.
I don't think Iowa can get a one seed.
No.
Oklahoma was 10-1 before last night. They can't get a one seed. West Virginia, they have six losses, although they don't have a bad loss on the resume.
Let me run down some other ones.
I think Illinois 5-1 is the best bet on the board.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
To win the Big East, Nova plus 125. Alabama's plus 250 to win the SEC. Missouri 5-1, Arkansas 3-1. To win the Big 12, Baylor's minus 175. Kansas 5-1, West Virginia 6-1. Big 10, Michigan plus 145, Iowa plus 350, Purdue plus 850. The Ohio Valley, the championship game is Saturday. Belmont's $2. You got to lay that. Tonight, Horizon Quarters, Wright State minus 250. Cleveland State and Detroit plus 550.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And I have Detroit 8-1 in the Horizon. We'll see if they can. They play tonight, and KenPom expects us to be, I think, a 1-point game in their contest. But a lot of good stuff is up. I'll give you this one: the
Gonzaga and Baylor, or the field.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I know.
$1.25.
How about over/under tournament seed? Where these teams are going to land? Now, I don't know if this one's available anymore. Some of these numbers are based on what we saw yesterday when we were putting this together.
And there's a big disparity between what Joe Lunardi has and Jerry Palm, some of the most trusted black bracket guys out there right now.
So DraftKings had 4.5 on Kansas. Under was even money. I don't know if they're going to repost that today or not. When we looked not too long ago, they take stuff off when the games actually begin, and then they repost the next day. But if they put up a Kansas under 4.5, it was even money yesterday. I think that's a great bet. I think Kansas is going to be at least a four, with the potential of getting a 3.
He just updated it.
He did?
He's got him a 3.
He got Kansas a 3.
Yeah.
So look around today, see what you can find on, not that he's a be-all, end-all, but I'm with him. They're going to be a 3 or a 4.
Last four in, Drake, Seton Hall, Xavier, Georgia Tech.
Drake's last four in.
First four out, Michigan State, Duke, Indiana, Utah State. Next four out, St. Louis, SMU, Syracuse, Memphis. Last four buys, Louisville, UConn, VCU, Boise.
Okay, save that because I want to tie that into odds to make the tournament that we had up yesterday on the yes-no. Yep. And also winning state to take this whole thing down. We'll continue talking college basketball up next year. Follow the money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready, sports bettors? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Oh. Faster bets, withdrawals, faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now. Void where prohibited. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. There you go. $2,000. Come on. VSIN2K. VSIN2K.
Hey, pull up that Lenardi again because I want to tie this in with teams that were available yesterday. Yes, no to make the tournament. And I think... that, you know what, they're posting stuff right now on DraftKings.
It's about time they woke Lenardi up from his nap. I mean, it's March 2nd.
Yeah.
He shouldn't go 4 days without updating Bracketology. I mean, come on.
So I don't see the to make a tournament yet, but they just posted number one overall seed again. Bama's still $2. Houston's 4-1. And Illinois is still sitting at 5-1. I think they're going to post all this other stuff a little bit later on here this morning.
This is great.
Georgia Tech to make the tournament. Yes, no was minus 112 yesterday. Does he have them in?
Last team in.
Because I think they're in.
Yeah.
And then they have Duke.
Okay.
Maryland was a huge number to make it. Belmont, yes, was minus $2. But that's basically the same number of them when they win the tournament.
Yeah, they can't get an at-large now. They got swept last week. So Belmont's got to win the conference tournament.
He had Xavier, he didn't. DraftKings had Xavier priced yes minus 335, no was plus 250.
Yes minus 330?
Yeah.
Second to last team in.
That's a big number.
Wow.
Yep. Huh. So this number.
And there's going to be bid thieves. There'll be upsets and bid thieves. The bubble will shrink. Someone will come out of nowhere and win a conference tournament. It always happens.
Yeah, rest assured that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, this number has flipped big time over the last, you know, week and a half or 2 weeks. Stanford to make the tournament, the yes was like minus 350 recently. The no was in the plus 280 range, I believe.
Okay.
Now the no is minus $2, yes plus 155.
Well, this is intriguing. Here's the conundrum, as Pat Forty wrote about Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
How will the committee judge these teams based on losing their leading scorer? You know, Stanford was right there. Their leading scorer goes out. They lose a couple games. Drake loses a couple guys. He has Drake in the play-in game. Drake loses a couple guys. They lose a couple games. They're supposed to get one of the kids back. VCU lost their leading scorer, lost a couple games. So I don't know how they're going to evaluate teams that have played, as I mentioned earlier, Drake, 27 games. St. Bonaventure, 17. Wichita, 17. Colorado State, 19. Belmont, 27. Boise, 24. Stanford, 25. It's all over the board.
Indiana to get in yesterday, the yes was even money. Indiana with that record.
First four out goes Michigan State, Duke, Indiana.
Okay. Because now Duke to make it is the yes is plus 175.
I would take that on principle.
To take the yes.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe they don't have to win the whole ACC tournament.
No.
Maybe they win a couple of games. They're going to say that's good. By the way, what I heard last night from numerous people watching college basketball, they thought the ACC was being completely disrespected. They said, "What are you talking about? This is still the best conference in college hoops." And they were trying to make their cases because of how good Josh Pastner was going on a big thing. Other media people were saying the same thing. Because of what they have done in recent years means that they're still the best.
It's irrelevant.
Clearly, the Big Ten and the Big 12, clearly, without even looking at it, are better than the ACC.
I don't care what you've done in the past. That doesn't
mean nothing.
That's silly. Yeah, that is silly. He's got Iowa 2 seed. Big win against Ohio State. Yeah.
Under 2.5 yesterday was even money. But that can change, obviously, with that team. I think they could be a 2 or 3.
And look, and I know when we talked about it yesterday, he had an updated bracketology. He has Oklahoma State a 4. So much for them taking Gonzaga in the second round.
A 4 seed.
He's got Oklahoma State a 4 and rising after sweeping Oklahoma. Yeah.
Wow.
And North Carolina is safely in as a 10. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one either. Some other tournament seeds. Texas is 4.5. If Texas goes on a roll, they can absolutely go under 4.5. West Virginia is 2.5. Again, playing stiff competition. Hell, they get Baylor tonight. If they beat Baylor tonight, they're going to be looking really good at a 2 seed. Yeah. The Wisconsin number has changed. That was 5.5 recently. It's now 8.5. And look at Arkansas. Look at the job Musselman's doing. They're 3.5 right now.
Good coach.
Can they get a 3? Can Arkansas land a 3 seed?
Yes.
Wow.
He's got Bama, too. Where's Arkansas?
He's got
a 4 playing Belmont in the first round.
Okay. They put up winning state. Texas is even money. Washington plus 275. Michigan plus 375. Then it drops a little bit into Florida and Pennsylvania at 9-1. Ohio, Iowa, 10, 11-1 range right around there.
What a menu. Everything you want.
Oh.
Huh?
Yep.
Come on. Watch the games. Bet your buddy how many Big Macs you can eat. And then you said the yes, no to get in. Who will be the one? Gonzaga, Baylor against the field. This stuff is phenomenal. Great menu. Going to every conference tournament. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So good. What do you think tonight in the Horizon? Quarterfinals start tonight in the Horizon. Wright State at Bet Rivers minus 250 to win it. Share of the league with Cleveland State. And then I know Detroit, you got Detroit. Detroit had the win earlier. The Davis kid went for 46 and hit 10 threes. They take on Northern Kentucky, and they're a 1-point favorite here at Circa. Wright State's laying 14 against Milwaukee. Cleveland State and Fort Wayne split 1-1 head-to-head, and Cleveland State's laying 8 in that game. Youngstown State and Oakland swept two blowouts. Two blowouts, and they're only laying 4. This is what I love about championship week in these small tournaments. You look at this, 82-65, and they beat them in the other game, too. And they're only laying 4 here tonight.
Yeah, I see that. There's also, in the Wright State-Milwaukee game, they played twice this year, and the final scores were 92-82 and 92-81.
How about that?
Tonight's total is 151.
Oh, sure. Good. Yeah, almost identical. That's crazy with that. Identical scores, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One more thing. We cover everything here on this show. You even have Premier League. You have Man City playing. At Bet Rivers, they're minus 150 to win to nil against Wolverhampton. They've won 20 in a row. They've conceded 8 goals in their last 27 matches.
Right.
Astonishing. Wolverhampton, I don't think they're going to score. I don't see it. Minus 150 to win to nil. Can Man City make it 21 in a row? My God.
I think during the winning streak, is it not? They've allowed 8, you said? Isn't it 53-8, the goals now?
Is that what the differential is?
I believe it's right around there, yeah.
Yeah, and since the last loss to Tottenham in late November. 20 in a row and conceded 8 goals in 27 matches, and thanks to the crew. Again, that prop is up at William Hill. Fleury is 50-1 to score a goal. 12 goalies have scored 15 total goals all time, but 7 of them are own goals. So there are only 8 goalies in history who actually put it in the net. Brodeur did it 3 times, although there was an own goal.
Okay, so 2 of them were actually scoring in the opponent's net.
Huh?
2 of them he scored in the opponent's net.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
Ron Hextall. Ron Hextall did it twice. He actually shot it into the net.
I think Hextall is the first guy that I can recall.
I think he was.
As a kid doing it.
Yeah, because Billy Smith did it in 1980, but it was an own goal with the Islanders. Ron Hextall, 1987. Ron Hextall did it in a playoff game. 1989 against the Capitals.
I think I remember that too.
8-5, final score. Chris Osgood, Brodeur, Damian Rhodes, Brodeur, Theodore, Nabokov, Chris Mason, Cam Ward, Brodeur again, Mike Smith, last guy to do it, Pekka Rinne, January of 2020 against the Blackhawks. So only 8 times in the history of the sport has a goalie scored where he actually shot it into the net. Then the true odds, I mean, it's a two-way price. You can bet the no on this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is...
But then, well, you got to pull
up for the first time, there's incentive. I mean, you get $100,000. Would the team just say, eh, just get out of the way? You know, it's $100,000 to charity. Let Fleury have it. Who knows? But Leonard's coming back at some point, too. So how many opportunities? The Stars have to align. What a fun prop to talk about. Will he score 50-1?
And that was a nice win, by the way, for the team last night in overtime. Mark Stone had 5 assists in the game. I don't know. What would you need to bet it at?
Oh, that should be 300. 200-300. No thanks.
Well, first of all, good job by them actually posting that.
Right, yeah. It was creative.
When they heard about the idea of it.
Good job by Joe Asher, the CEO, whatever his title is, to just hear it and go, okay, put that up, guys.
Yeah.
Talk to the traders and put that up. Great. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, last night was a good night in sports. Good night in the NBA. The Pelicans and Jazz game went over. I had that over 235. I thought it should have been closer to 240 in the game.
Well, the first quarter stays under. Sloppy early on, and then it just explodes. So that was now a 10-1 overrun for the Pelicans in the first quarter. 24-4-1 overrun for the game for the Pelicans.
I want to check last night. Look at some. Yeah, after that, it was 26-23 end of the first quarter. The Jazz scored 41 in the second. Pelicans scored 40 in the third. And the fourth quarter was 36-30. But that was a nice win for the Pelicans. The Nets got the job done. Although that went to overtime, and that was a weird one again because a ton of guys were out for the Spurs. The Nets were laying 5, but yet the number kept coming down, and everybody was betting the Nets.
Yeah.
So you had that reverse line movement yesterday, and then somehow they were outscored by 10, like in the final minute or so, to go to overtime, and then they outscored them 16-5. And the Rockets are the worst team in basketball right now.
Oh, couldn't believe it. They opened 5.5. They've lost 12 in a row. Routed at home by the Cavs. And thanks for the viewers pointing it out. It's a 12-1 under run at home for the Rockets. Suns in action tonight. Lakers, how about the Lakers? Only laying 2 at home against the Suns. Joe Osborne points out the Suns are on an 18-4 run first quarter ATS. Blazers now 11-2. Knicks looking for 14 in a row tonight first half. OKC on a 12-3 ATS run first half as well. And as we talked about, your big boy in hockey. Dallas on a 14-2 under run in the first period. Everything you want. All you can eat. It's a buffet here on VSiN. Yep. Everything covered.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In the next hour, Jonathan Von Tobel will join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the Suns-Lakers game tonight, if he likes anything there. Nice betting board again. That's coming up.